Program begins in 60 seconds. Your SRN program begins in 30 seconds. Your SRN program begins in 10 seconds. Your SRN program will begin in 5, 4,
defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today on a Monday? Rainy here in the ATL. Of course, that's nothing unusual. It's been raining here in the ATL for the last 15 years that I can remember. You know, when the old creek down in the holler is, you know, swelling up all the time over at AAR Ranch, you know it's been raining a lot. And you know what gets me all the time? I just got to say this because I can't stand media. I can't stand it. it's just a pet peeve of mine. But all we're hearing about is how saturated the ground is, how much rain we have, how creeks are flooding, how we're in, you know, what do you call it, the flash flood warnings all the time, how far above the normal rainfall we are for the month. And this goes on month after month after month. And then come June, all those same people are going to do is start telling me and complain about how I'm in a drought, how we need to conserve water. You know, I don't know. I'm just convinced that some of these people just talk to hear themselves. Yeah, I know. It's kind of a joke, kind of like the coronavirus right now. 50 cases in the U.S. Hundreds of people are dying across the country every day from the flu, but nobody's talking about that. I digress. Did you listen to the Monster Cash yesterday? Let me tell you something. That was one of my, hour one in particular, I had a great time on all 3 hours of the show. But hour one was of importance in a sense that I hadn't heard on the show in a long time. And what I mean by that is I heard an optimism from my guest, Alan Gottlieb, in the first hour of the program. We kept him for three segments that I've never heard before. Well, not that I've never heard before. Of course, I've heard Alan be optimistic over many years. But relative to this election, to Trump, to gun rights, Alan was fresh off of a trip, literally just returned hours before the show yesterday from a trip to Washington, D.C., where he spent time in the White House with Lara Trump and Washington insider pollster in the Trump White House, John McLaughlin, where they had inside information. You know, I kind of never got to saying this last night, but there are times I've taken phone calls at all hours of the day and night and gotten information that the first thing that goes through my head when I hang the phone up is, good heavens, I shouldn't know all this. Why do I know all this? I kind of feel like I had that same sense yesterday. The information we got from Gottlieb was firsthand from his meetings in the White House yesterday, and you heard it here first. And that is just exceptional information. And I want you to go back and listen to it. If you need to feel good as an American gun owner, particularly after what I tell you about today with New Jersey's Governor Murphy, go back and listen to that show. The optimism from Mr. Gottlieb relative to the White House's information on its own internal polling data, the amount of money that the Trump machine is bringing in, how well oiled and how well fueled that machine currently is, and the monster that it has become, in particular relative to the inner city, the black vote, what Alan was telling us, what the campaign, the strategy inside the inner cities has been, inside the black communities, inside the urban communities, They're not calling them campaign offices. They're community center offices. It just brilliance from the campaign. Going to be very difficult to beat Donald Trump in November. But the optimism from Alan Gottlieb is unlike anything I've heard from him on this program in the last several months. And believe me, there's been a lot to be pessimistic about. So take this opportunity to go back and listen to the show. You know, I actually put that program up on podcast yesterday at about 11:30 Eastern time, maybe 30 minutes, 20 minutes after I got off the air. I wanted that out there as fast as possible. I was able to do it. I was able to grab the FTP really quickly and for benefit of listeners, get that out there. The only thing I can tell you about that is when the hour was over, I was breathing a sigh of relief. I really, truly was. Excuse me. And that's breathing has been tough for me lately because this I just cannot shake for whatever reason. This cold that I've had for what seems to be months now. A lot of it has to do with allergies at this time of year, too. But regardless, I appreciate you putting up with me. Great information from Mr. Gottlieb. Following Alan Gottlieb in hour two, Sadie Sweat jumped on the program, gave away a gun. The winner, yes, who was the winner? Do I have the winner? James Hargrace. Congratulations to James. I'll have to reach out to Sadie to find out if, in fact, she's heard from him yet. James, if you're listening to the daytime show, you won, brother. Reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you haven't already heard from Sadie at North American Arms, she has your information, and I'm sure she's reaching out to you. So, congrats on that. You won. I should say James won. Or James, if you're listening, you won. The Ranger 2 breakneck. Oh, the top break. This gun is just gorgeous. I don't have one. I can't wait to get one. And James, you're going to beat me to the punch, brother, because you're getting one directly from North American Arms. So, wonderful stuff. Congratulations. Then we spoke with Patricia Huff, one of my favorite people on earth. She had a tough week last week. If you listened to the show last night, you heard me say karma is a satellite radio moment word. I promise you, great people like her always come out ahead. And we had a good time opening the segment with that yesterday. I won't tell you what it's about. Suffice to say, everybody's days are better today than they were yesterday. Karma, though, Patricia, if you're listening from Gun Broker, is a real satellite radio moment word, and I'm confident you're going to come out of that one on top, and we're going to laugh and joke about that, as we kind of did last night, because we both know it's true. Inside information, inside baseball, I'll leave that alone now. But we talked about the best-selling guns on Gun Broker, two of my favorite categories, and that was new pistols, new semi-automatic pistols, new revolvers, and used semi-automatic pistols. And the list was awesome, just as you would expect. We had a good time. Hour three, Neil McCabe, live for the entire hour. What can you say about that? Neil's not my new. He is, but he's not. Longtime listeners know that Neil has been with me as a contributor. The better part, I'm going to say pretty close to 10 years, at least 7 years. If not longer, 8 years, but it was not unusual back in the day to hear, and we're going to get this band back together at some point. In fact, I was considering that last night, but I ran out of time. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, David Kodria, prolific blogger, as he is, and Neil McCabe, the old original roundtable. Don't be surprised if you see that come up in the very near future. Dynamite show last night. Incredibly informative. Go back and listen to it. It's available at armedamericanradio.com, but you know where to get it. You've got it on the podcast. If you don't, you can go listen to it on the site. All right. I'm going to jump right in here with, and this makes me angry. Oh, I also have news about the NRA. They're being sued again. Not pretty. I'll go to that later. New Jersey. Oh, this is just going to ruffle your feathers. Wait till you hear these numbers. Murphy wants to make private and retail gun fees astronomically higher. Yeah, higher. Wait till you hear these numbers. This is coming direct off NewJersey.com. And the numbers are nothing short of astonishing. And the word astronomical is 100% accurate. What he's doing is proposing huge hikes. Giant hikes in fees as they pertain to your right to bear arms in the state of New Jersey, which is existent but difficult. Existent but difficult. We're talking about a constitutional right now. Remember that. He is proposing massive hikes in fees. And if you remember yesterday, I mentioned a poll tax is a poll tax is a poll tax. It's illegal. I was quoting Thomas Massey, or referring to statements by Thomas Massey about poll taxes being illegal. Why then are fees to exercise your constitutionally recognized, guaranteed Second Amendment rights acceptable? They shouldn't be at all. We don't impose fees for people to read. Unless they don't take the library book back in time, then you have to pay a late fee. I know. But Murphy is proposing outrageous, just outrageous sums of money. The percentage increases that he wants to push, and you know what? He's probably going to get them. To exercise the right to keep and bear arms in New Jersey is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. The numbers are going to blow your mind. None of them, not one penny of them should be legal. Not one should be legal. And this is the third year in a row, by the way, that Murphy is proposing these big hikes to over a dozen already exist. A dozen fees. If you want to exercise your right to keep and bear arms in New Jersey, think about this. You have to meander your way through a dozen gun fees in the state already. And he wants to push them even higher. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what these numbers are. It's going to blow your mind. It is truly going to blow your mind. It's going to anger you. You're going to have a tough time keeping your lunch down. I'll be back right after this in these Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Don't go away. You want to hear this. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here we are back in the GunBroker.com studios in the shadow of the monster cast on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Before I get going with this, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to keep Angry Mark in check. Boy, this would have been a great story for Garbage Day on Wednesday, but I couldn't wait that long. It's so egregious, and it's so bad, and it's so wrong. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I look at pictures of individuals like Governor Blackface Ralph Northam, and prior to him, Terry McAuliffe, for example, and... maybe Rahm Emanuel. When I look at these people, now, of course, Tom Murphy in New Jersey, Governor Cuomo does it to me as well. Gavin Newsom in California is another one. And Mayor Daley in Chicago, we've outlived that clown. But he's walking around now with, you know, big giant six-figure pensions for the rest of his life and, you know, paid for. He gave himself all kinds of state police security detail for life, that kind of stuff. But when I look at these people ooze sleaze. They do. You can tell by looking at them. You can see into them. It's almost like they give you this window into their soul, and you can see what it is these people are up to. And that's probably because you're looking at a photo and you know what they're up to, because we're talking about it or you're paying attention to it. So these people reek of sleaze, and that I think that's how you visually, that's how you comprehend them in a visual way, is sleaze balls. And Murphy is right up there with them because of these fees. What he's doing is he's attacking you. Let me explain what I'm talking about here. His push for higher fees in his state budget, which is proposed right now, follows a series of bills. I'm quoting from NewJerseyNow.com, NJ.com, follows a series of bills he signed, adding new restrictions to gun laws that were already some of the toughest in the nation. Gun laws that, by the way, have absolutely nothing to do with criminals who break those laws with impunity every single day. They only impact you, me, us. And the NewJersey.com piece, this is kind of encouraging, but this is not how we define success, as you've heard me say before, and I've used New Jersey as an example. The move also comes as some are pushing back against restrictions, especially after recent attacks like the Jersey City shooting left many feeling vulnerable. Ooh, that's not success to me. Getting pushback in New Jersey is not success. We do not define success, not on this program anyway, by some people pushing back against a governor who I just told you is proposing and has already signed and added new restrictions to gun laws. A dozen gun laws that were already in place. Now he wants to make them even worse. There's no success there. Here's an example. He's seeking lawmakers. It's almost hard to comprehend this. To raise the cost of a $2 gun application, which shouldn't be $2 to begin with, to $50. From $2 to $50. What do you think that's going to do to the individual in the urban community
in the inner city who might be struggling right now to pay the $2 they shouldn't have to pay to exercise a right. And that's not to buy. That's the cost of a gun application from $2 to $50. What do you think? Do you think Murphy thinks that this is going to stop crime? Here's what this says. These fees are meant to cover the cost of state police background checks on prospective gun buyers, and right now they don't come close to doing so. The Democratic governor also proposed a 2.5% tax on firearms and a 10% tax on ammunition. And here's what he said at a Tuesday conference last week. Raising the cost of handgun permits especially would improve public safety. You know why? Because here's what he should have said. Raising the cost of handgun permits especially would improve public safety, forcing criminals to have to pay more to get that permit. Hopefully, the higher fees keep those criminals from seeking those permits to buy the guns they use during crimes. Now, at what level of stupidity are you to fall for this? Safety by increasing the cost and the burden on a law-abiding citizen. You know better. We know better. That moron knows you know better. But he knows he can get away with it in the state of New Jersey because they hold super majorities. And isn't anybody in the press going to question him about that flat-out bald-faced lie? He wants to jack the firearm ID card from $5. Oh, no, not $6.50 or $7.50. Not $8.50, not $10.50. Let's go back to one of those infomercials. Remember those commercials? You're not going to pay $10.50. You're not going to pay $8.50. Not $5.50. Not $4.50. Not $3. Not even $2. No. He doesn't want to increase the firearm ID card from $5. You won't pay $6.50. Not $7. Not $9. Not $10. Not $15. Not $20. Not even $50. Not even $60. $70. $80. Or $90. Not even $95. $98. Or $99. But $100. $100 in New Jersey from 5 to 100 bones. That's according to the state's Treasury Department, by the way. And that's when he came out and said raising these fees, that fee in particular, would improve public safety. You buy that? You buy that? What, because criminals aren't going to be able to afford the permit that they need to steal the gun? My gosh. Egregious doesn't even come close. The fees are meant, he said, to cover the cost of state police background checks, which, by the way, are an infringement. State police, of course, didn't respond to questions about the cost, and they're not going to. As you can imagine, gun advocates are not happy with this egregious power grab, again, by Murphy in the state of New Jersey. Scott Bach, who's the executive director of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, said this. The governor is back yet again trying to harass honest gun owners. Residents shouldn't have to pay any fees to exercise their rights. And upping charges would only make it harder for low-income people to defend themselves. Now, I mentioned that earlier in the program today, that what is this going to do to the urban communities, to the minorities? This is racist stuff at its roots. Can you imagine if this were a Republican of raising their fees? I mean, if this were a Republican, they'd be all over this. This would be racist. It is racist. It's racist in the sense that Tom Murphy is stripping the rights of law-abiding black Americans, minority Americans, of their right to bear arms in lower-income areas who can in no way afford these fees. It's not just black Americans. It's low-income Americans. But in particular, in the minority communities, as Bach said, this is absolutely nothing short of, dare I say, a racist power grab, a racist gun grab by Governor Tom Murphy in the state of New Jersey. We have seen this play out time after time after time. It took us 140 years in the state of Georgia to rid our state of laws like these. Poll taxes? Are you kidding me? This blows a poll tax right smack out of the water. Every single one of these fees should be deemed illegal and unconstitutional. Every single one of them. You know what? Something tells me Murphy knows it. Back right after this.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum microphone lit up. Had to take a breather during the break. Hold on 1 second here. Violating every rule. Carbonated beverages in the office. In the studio. Shouldn't be happening. Don't ever do that, by the way. Well, you never know. You never know what could happen. Some unwanted noises that are beyond your control. All right. Application fee. I'm going to go down this list for you in the segment. You ready for this? Yeah, I want you to get angry about this. I don't want you to wreck your car if you're driving. I don't want you not to be able to sleep. I don't want you to spit your dinner out or spit your lunch out, whatever time you happen to be listening to the program. But the application for a firearm purchaser ID card, the current fee is $5. Firearm purchaser ID card, do you know what that is? That's the $5 you have to pay to get a firearm ID card so that you can then be given permission to purchase a gun. But that's not your only fee, and that's not the only card you need to exercise your constitutional right to keep and bear arms in the state of New Jersey. They want to go. The current fee is $5. Murphy raised it, his proposed fee for the budget is $100. That's an increase of 20 times. Application. Permit to purchase. Because, of course, once you get, okay, I'm approved. I don't know how long that takes you in Jersey. Don't really care. Weeks, days, months, I don't care. Once you get that, now you got to get a permit to purchase. That's $2. That's one we were just telling you about. Murphy's proposing a $50 fee. That's 25 times the current fee. Because we all know that's going to deter criminals from, number one, seeking the firearm purchaser ID card in the first place. And secondly, the 25 times the additional increase from $2 to 50 for the permit to purchase, those two deterrents right there are probably going to stop criminals. Because we all know criminals are seeking firearm purchaser ID cards and permits to purchase. Now, I have a theory. That could actually increase crime. Because criminals are going to have to commit more crimes to pay the higher fees. See how that works? Murphy's not thinking straight, is he? Third one, application, duplicate firearms purchaser ID card. Right now doesn't cost a penny. But under his new budget, $50. $50. Application for wholesale / retail dealer employee licenses. They're currently at $5. He wants them to go up 8 times to 40. Initial application, retail firearm dealer's license, $50 right now. That's not good enough for good old Governor Murphy, the socialist that he is. He wants it to go to 500. 500 from 50. That's a 10 times the increase. Just, oh, I know, lots of satellite radio moment words in here, huh? The renewal application for retail firearms dealer license, currently 50,
Now, he's proposing 10 times to increase it 10 times to 500. Initial application, retail firearms dealer license for corporations or partnerships, $50. Current, 10 times increase, 500. Renewal application for the firearms dealer license for corporation or partnerships. This is if you want to run a gun shop. Do you think he wants you there with these prohibitive expenses? Of course not. $500, 10 times. Get this. Initial application for a manufacturer, wholesaler, dealer of firearms. So if you want to manufacture firearms and you, for whatever reason, insist on living in that communist place, which I, whatever, if you insist on living there and you want to be a manufacturer, the current fee is $150. He's proposing $1,500, 10 times. Renewal application for manufacturers from $150 to $1,500, 10 times. Initial application for manufacturer, $150 to $1,500, 10 times. Application or renewal for a permit to carry. Now, this is where they got you, right? They take your money and then they probably throw it away. Why? Because nobody gets permits unless you know the governor and he's approved it for them because you're an inside crony. Or unless the sheriff or the chief of police, your family or friends, more than likely. I happened to know a sheriff in New Jersey. Yeah, I went to high school with him. Sophomore year. Heard some things. He was a Democrat. I couldn't stand him then. I don't like him now. You see him on TV from time to time, too, by the way. I didn't mention his name. I'm not going to. Application or a renewal permit to carry, which you're not going to get anyway. They're going to take your money. That's $20. That's not good enough for Socialist Murphy, for this anti-American, un-American, freedom-hating zealot. Not enough. Now I'm going to propose a rate increase 20 times the fee. Let's raise it to 400. So think about this. You're going to pay $400 for an application for a permit to carry that you're never going to get. Do you think they refund you that $400 after they stamp no? They laugh at you when you walk in there and pay that $400. This is corruption at the highest levels. 400 bones to exercise your right to carry a firearm. Now, I'm going to say something very bold. Yeah, very bold when I go through this, when I'm done with this. FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check, that's the NICS. They want to charge you its current fee for $15 for a NICS check. $15. They want that to go up three times. You're responsible for paying $15 now so that they can get a background check that they determine you have to have done on you, and you pay for it in New Jersey. They want that to go to $45. Here's what's getting ready to happen in New Jersey. And here's what I'm almost to the point where I'm going to tell you, you know what, if you're a law-abiding citizen, go ahead and carry your firearm. The hell with these people. It's almost to that point. That's what these people are pushing people to do with this outrageous infringement on your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Now, I happen to know people. I was one of them for a long time. I lived in Pennsylvania. I made that very clear on this show. When I first got out of college, went to work in Pennsylvania. I bought my firearm. I didn't care about a permit. Didn't know anything about a permit process. I knew I had a right to keep and bear arms. I went to the gun shop. I bought a gun. I stuck it in my pocket. I carried it with me in New Jersey when I did sales blitzes in Camden. I didn't ask any questions. I kept it in my pocket. I kept my mouth shut. Nobody knew I had it. It was a crappy little gun. It was a Raven 25 caliber. Thank God I never had to use it. But I had it, carried myself differently. I never had a permit for that gun. This is going back into the mid-80s. Carried it around York, Pennsylvania. I had no idea that I needed a permit. I don't know. I don't even know what the permit process was in 85. Don't care. Bought the gun, stuck it in my pocket. End of discussion. Carried it with me everywhere. Yep, 21, 22 years old. Had a gun, felt a lot safer when I went into a lot of different areas. I still have the gun. You've probably seen pictures of it if you paid any attention. The fact of the matter is, I didn't care. Nobody busted me. I just carried the gun. I never thought anything of it back in 1985. Didn't care. know a little better now. Got down to Florida, got my permit after years, you know, several years later. The fact of the matter is, I began playing by the rules because I knew what the rules were at that time. This type of abuse, and that's what it is, it's abuse, is going to lead law-abiding people to say, you know what, the hell with you. I don't pay you $400 to apply for something I am able to do constitutionally anyway because you say I have to. BS. I'm carrying my gun. You're going to see that happen. It's probably, I know for a fact it's already happening. And it's this crap that drives that. For years, I've been saying the Democrats keep it up. Good, hardworking, decent, law-abiding people are going to be forced to make decisions that they never thought they'd have to make. This is one prime example of it. I'm carrying my gun. I'm not going to be priced out. No, I have a right to defend myself. I'm going to carry my gun. Tom Murphy, can satellite radio moment word it. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. The day after the Monster Show, huge program yesterday. Do yourself a solid. Go listen to that. The optimism from Alan Gottlieb was unbelievable. And what he told us about the Supreme Court and what can happen during a second Trump term relative to the courts was nothing short of incredible information. A real eye-opener. A real eye-opener. So there's excitement in the air. And obviously, a lot can happen in politics between now and November. Boy, I'll tell you what. Things are trending in the right direction for you as a gun owner. Forget the doom and gloom you hear. We're going to cover some of that in just a minute. Yeah, the Jersey, ridiculous. I know you got to live there if you have to live there. If you can get out of there, get out. I said this about Illinois as well. Illinois and New Jersey, two totally different beasts right now. So many changes have to take place. It's just years and years and years out. And I know a lot of the people in New Jersey that are doing the fighting in the streets. And it's just amazing how they keep up their strength. You've heard them, Alexander Rubin and others in his organization, NJ2AS. Just doing the work of God in a very difficult place. So God bless them for doing it. We support them. But I got to be honest with you. If you can pack up and go, go. Get the hell out. Move to a free state. Come on down. We'll take you. Sponsors, Bursa. Yeah, I just reached out to Raphael today. We're going to be bringing him on the program. Haven't heard back from him yet, but we're going to schedule him up. Have not yet gotten the 380. I'll keep you posted. Leadslingers. I was just chatting during the break with Brad by text. Interesting information. I'll tell you more about it later in the week. But some big stuff coming up with Leadslingers. Let me tease that. DefenderCoffee.com. Had my 2 cups already. And guess what showed up when the mail lady came today? Yeah, my organic Freedom Roast came today. I get the bags every month. You can do the same thing. You'll see it on the website, DefenderCoffee.com. And when you buy the coffee, you can check off where you want your portion of the profits to go. Mine go to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing. You have a choice. Crossbreed Holsters, the Second Amendment Foundation. We're just talking about them. Gunbroker.com Studios. Check it out. It's free. Go peruse the auctions. Enjoy it. You're going to get addicted to it like I did. And I admit that. North American Arms, MyPillow. I had a conversation with MyPillow today. Look, if you're sleeping at night and you're not using this pillow, this is where I'm going to tell you right now, get off your duffs and buy the MyPillow. Support the Second Amendment. Support the man who is catching a lot of heat for talking to shows like this and advertising on shows like this. And support him by buying a pillow and help keep this voice on the airwaves with great sponsors like MyPillow. Don over there is wonderful, and I can't wait to get Mike Lindell back on the show. We'll be doing that in the very, very near future. Already working on it. Supply.com, same thing. If you're shaving, good heavens. Support all of our sponsors from both this show and the daytime show, okay? North American Arms, Car Arms Microphone, yeah, Bursa, all of them. I'm reading off these sponsors. Please support them. They support us every single day. New Jersey, bad news. If you can leave, leave. I understand if you can't, but if you can, go. Get the heck out. All right, let me take you to, now I've got to go to the Second Amendment as a whole. Let me explain what I mean by this. Free Beacon, our good friend Stephen Gutowski, has written yet again a definitive piece. When I talk about him writing a definitive piece, I mean he writes definitive pieces. By that, what do I mean? What I mean is when Stephen, he has this incredible knack of just being able to get it out there. And when he does, he writes it in such a way that when you're done reading it, you think, well, yeah. I mean, there needs to be nothing else about that. That pretty much covers it. This piece that he wrote yesterday was sent to me earlier in the day today by Alan Gottlieb by text. gun rights activists look to Supreme Court to take up AR-15 bans, confiscation bills. Let me explain the importance of this quickly. Yesterday, if you heard the show yesterday, you'll know a little bit more. You'll be a little bit more in tune. If you haven't, let me explain. As I mentioned in the previous segment, Alan was talking about his optimism in a second term because I asked him point blank, how many Supreme Court nominees do you think Donald Trump will have in a second term? Alan's response was nothing short of shocking. He took me off guard. I was thinking two. He said it could be four. And he mentioned Sotomayor, not really that healthy right now. Not that healthy right now. There's some talk about that. Thomas wanting to retire. Breyer getting up there, once out. And we all know where Ginsburg is. That's four. Why Thomas? Because Thomas has made some rumblings about wanting to retire. We've heard some rumors about that. I feel pretty confident saying this. I mentioned it last night, that if Thomas does want to retire, a second Trump term will give him an opportunity because he knows that Donald Trump will replace him with someone of like mind. And, of course, the other three. So when you look at the gamut, that's incredible to think. And as Alan closed out, can you imagine if we had an 8-1 conservative majority on the court, what that would mean for decades in this country and for our right to keep and bear arms? Let me tell you now, tie it back to what Stephen Gutowski was writing. When you think about it in those terms of a Trump second term and what it could do to the courts, let me reread that headline. Gun rights activists look to Supreme Court to take up AR-15 bans, confiscation bills. There's a reason for that. And I'm going to read now this Mark Levine in this guy is nothing short of an anti-gun. It's un-American what he's doing to the citizens in his own state of Virginia. It's flat out un-American. And here's what he has to say. Essentially, he says, I understand. I'm not going to paraphrase. Let me go right to the quote. I understand that some people might disagree with the policy here. He's talking about his bill, HB 961, the outrageous gun confiscation bill that came very close to passing in the state of Virginia. But fortunately, because of five Democrats, didn't. But it's coming back up. While it's good news for now, that's all it is good news for now. It's not good news for the state of Virginia. There ain't anything good going on in the state of Virginia right now, I hate to tell you. I understand that some people might disagree with the policy here, but there should be no question as to the constitutionality of this bill. So Mark Levine believes that taking your guns, confiscating your AR-15 is constitutional. Why does he think that way? Is he unaware of the Heller decision? He doesn't care about the Heller decision. He's more concerned about the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals outside in the Maryland case upholding Maryland's ban and the Supreme Court not taking any of these cases for the last 10 years. This is emboldening these gun control freakazoids like Levine. He said it was settled law and it's nothing of the sort. The Supreme Court has never ruled on this, and it is high time the Supreme Court get off their duff robes and do something about it. And that's what he's talking about, what Stephen Gutowski is talking about in this piece. Otherwise, zealots like Levine get to make statements like that, and no one in the press will question them. And as time marches on, their statements and themselves, become more emboldened, and their statements become bolder. If the Supreme Court, according to Stephen Gutowski, is moved to rule on new gun rights cases, especially the legality of bans like Levine's, it could change the landscape of gun laws in the U.S. Any ruling expanding protections for what categories of guns Americans have a right to own, which the AR-15 clearly fits within Scalia's decision for the majority in Heller, in common use at the time, that's exactly what the AR-15 is, the most common rifle in American history, in civilian hands. Any ruling expanding protections for what categories of guns Americans have a right to own or where they have a right to take their guns could strike down laws in heavily Democratic states such as California, New York, and Illinois. Hey, Stephen, add Virginia where you live to that right now, unfortunately. Thomas and Gorsuch, no doubt Kavanaugh, want one of these cases. That day is coming. I promise you, the Supreme Court is going to have to act. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms microphone will be lit up tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.